Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So I'm going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Can I just say one short announcement?
Yes.
Eu că acuzăm Daniel pentru Roma Radu Magarlan de sută de inițiații, ne-am dat bata de la inițiații, dar clar, Daniel Carlan, dar pe acolo neco volem pomoci. Thank you.
We're going to read from the 8th chapter.
Putem să o luăm pe Google.
Text number 14. Oh, it's really long. Yeah, we'll read it. Text 5. Text 5. Yeah, the other one's too long. Anakanta kale kamame vas maranmutra kale vram. Yat priyati samadvavam, yati nasyatra samshayaha.
Onaj ko na kraju života napusti svoje tijelo, osjećajući se mene, odmah se došli sa moju prirodu. U to nema sumnje. Smisao. To je peti stih osmog poglavlja. Smisao. U ovom se stihu naglašava važnost svjesnosti Krišne. Onaj ko napusti tijelo u svjesnosti Krišne, odmah biva prenesen u transcendentalnu prirodu Svevišnjeg Gospodina. Svevišnji Gospodin je najčistije biće među čistim bićima. Stoga je osoba koja je uvijek svjesna Krišne također najčistija među čistima. Riječ smaran, sjetiti se, je važna. Nečista duša koja nije slijedila proces svjesnosti Krišne predano služeći, ne može se sjećati Krišne. Stoga svjesnost Krišne trebamo njegovati od samog početka života. Za onoga tko želi na kraju života postići uspjeh, proces sjećanja Krišne vrlo je bitan. Zato trebamo uvijek neprestano pjevati Maha mantru. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Gospodin Čeitanja nam je savjetovao da budemo snošljiviji od drveta, staro riba se Krišnjima. Osoba koja pjeva Hare Krishna može naići na mnogo zapreka. Unatoč tome, podnoseći sve smetnje, treba nastaviti pjevati Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Kako bi na kraju života stekla puno dobrobit od svjesnosti Krišne.
Anta kale tamame vam smaram yatra kale vram yat priyati samadvavam yati nasyatra samshayaha.
Onaj ko na kraju života napusti tijelo sjećajući se mene, odmah dostiže moju prirodu. U to nema sumnje.
Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Buddha Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vinamne Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyaya Deshaha. This particular chapter in the Bhagavad Gita is answering Arjuna's question about what happens at the time of death, or how can one remember you at the time of death.
U ovom poglavlju Bhagavad Gite, Krišna odgovara na Arjunino pitanje o tome što se događa u trenutku smrti, odnosno kako se sjetiti Krišne u trenutku smrti.
Of course, we should learn how to remember Krishna while we're alive.
Naravno, trebamo se naučiti kako se sjećati Krišne dok smo još živi.
The body is already dead.
Tijelo je već mrtvo.
The only thing that makes it appear alive is the fact that we're in it.
Jedino zbog čega se čini da je živo je činjenica da se mi u njemu nalazimo.
So death is not really such a special thing.
Tako da smrt zapravo nije nešto baš posebno.
Because the body is already dead.
Prije svega, tijelo je već mrtvo.
There's no real difference between going to sleep at night and dreaming.
Postoji razlika između odlaska na spavanje i sanjanja.
And dying.
I smrti.
No one is afraid to go to sleep at night.
Niko se ne boji otići na počinak na večer.
Thinking that if I go to sleep tonight, I'm going to lose my body.
Niko ne razmišlja o tome da će otići na počinak i onda će izgubiti tijelo.
A matter of fact, some people like sleeping so much, it's hard to wake them up.
Toliko mjeri je to izraženo da neki ljudi čak vole toliko spavati da ih je teško i probuditi.
But sleeping is a kind of death.
Ali smrti, spavanje je neka vrsta smrti.
Where we leave, where we lose one consciousness of one body and we enter into the consciousness of some other body.
U toj situaciji učinimo svijest o jednoj vrsti tijela i učinimo, postanemo svjesni druge vrste tijela.
Sometimes devotees become very much enthusiastic about dreaming about Krishna at night.
Ponekad bhaktere jako žele sanjati o Krishni po noći.
That's certainly very good.
To je sigurno jako dobro.
But it's also good to remember Krishna during the day also.
Ali je isto tako dobro sjetiti se Krishna po dani.
Not that finally I get a chance to remember Krishna, I'm going to sleep.
A ne da razmišljam, oh, konačno sad imam priliku da se sjetim Krishna jer sad idem spavati.
The formula for remembering Krishna probably is in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Formula za sjećanje na Krishnu pravo daje 18. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita.
Chaitasya sarva karmani maya sanyasi matraha puriyoga upashitya machita sarvam bhava 1857. In all activities, just depend upon me. Work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me.
U svim djelatnostima samo ovisi o meni i uvijek djeluj pod mojim zaštitom. Tako, predano služeći, budi potpuno svjestan mene.
Prabhupada begins the purport by explaining that for one to act in Krishna consciousness means that one should not act as the master of the world.
Prabhupada na početku komentara objašnjava da osoba koja djeluje u svjesnosti Krishne ne djeluje kao gospodar svijeta.
One should act just like a servant.
Već djeluje kao sluga.
A servant has no affection for profit or loss.
Treba djelovati po naredbi svevišnjeg gospodina kao sluga. Sluga nema neovisnost, djeluje samo po naredbi gospodara.
He simply faithfully discharges his duties under direction of the Supreme Master.
Jednostavno, vjerno obavlja svoje dužnosti po naredbama gospodara.
As soon as we forget Krishna,
čim zaboravimo Krishnu,
then we start thinking that we're the master.
Počnemo razmišljati da smo mi gospodari.
Maybe we don't think we're the master of the whole universe.
Možda ne mislimo za sebe da smo gospodari cijelog svemira.
Brahma thinks he's the master of the universe.
Brahma za sebe misli da je gospodar svemira.
And we think we're the master of the house.
A mi mislimo da smo gospodari kuće.
And the mouse in the house, he thinks he's the master of the whole house.
A miš u kući misli da je gospodar svoje rupe u kući.
There's no real difference in the attitude.
Razlika nema velike razlike u stavu.
The mouse may be more of a humble master.
Miš je možda malo poniziji gospodar.
And the Brahma may be a more exalted master.
A Brahma je možda uzvišeniji gospodar.
But whether one is Brahma or a mouse, it's the same attitude of life.
Ali bez obzira da li je netko Brahma ili Miš, to je isti stav prema životu.
Similarly, we may be proud of our body, our mind, our words, or something.
Slično tako mi se možemo ponositi svojim tijelom, svojim umom, svojim riječima.
In this way we're constantly taking credit or discredit for whatever we're doing.
I tako neprestano sebi pripisujemo zasluge ili se optužujemo za ono što činimo.
Krishna says, Prapite Kriyamani, this is chapter 3, text 27. Prapite Kriyamani, Gudai Parami, Sarvajaha, Ahankarabhi, Mudatma, Kartaham, Iti, Manyate.
Krishna kaže, zbunjena utjecajem lažnog ega, duhovna duša misli da vrši djelatnosti koje u stvari vrše tri gune materijalne prirode.
So this is called ahamkar.
To se nazývá Ahankara.
As I explained before, people identify themselves with their car.
Takže jsem priobjašňoval, ľudí se prosto viečujú sa svojim vozivom.
They think I am a Rolls Royce, I am a Volkswagen.
Oni myslia za sebe, ja som Rolls Royce, ja som Volkswagen.
So Krishna mentions this in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna to spomenul v Bhagavad Gita.
Ahankar, I am the car.
Ahankar, ja som auto.
Krishna is so intelligent, he knows the future.
Krishna je tako inteligentan da pozna budućnost.
But actually, we're not the car.
Ali zapravo mi nismo vozilo.
Nor are we the doer of the activities.
Niti smo oni koji obavljaju djelatnosti.
We're not even the driver of the car.
Čak nismo ni vozač automobila.
1861. Ramayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya.
Svevišnji se gospodin nalazi u svačijem srcu Arjuna i upravlja lutanjima svih živih bića koje su smještene u stroju načinjenom od materijalne energije.
We're not the driver, we're the passenger.
Mi nismo vozač, mi smo putnik.
We're the back seat driver.
Vozač smo sa zadnjeg sjedišta.
We're telling the driver where to go.
Koji vozaču govori što da radi, kuda ide.
Unfortunately, people don't know where to go.
Nažalost, ljudi ne znaju kuda ići.
So, as I said yesterday, we're telling the driver, take me to hell.
I kao što sam jučer rekao, zato govorimo vozaču da nas odvede u pakao.
Pass all the red lights.
Prođi kroz sva crvena svjetla.
The policeman comes to try and stop us, speed up.
Prekrši sve te ograničenja brzine.
Ignore all the signs, warning.
Ignorirajte sve znakove, sva upozorenja.
You're about to enter into hell.
I upravo smo na ulasku u pakao.
Ignore everything, just go to hell as quickly as possible.
Sve to ignoriraj i samo odi u pakao što je brže moguće.
But actually, this is all illusion.
Ali zapravo to je sve iluzija.
Even in hell, we don't become the owner of anything.
Čak ni u paklu nismo vlasnik ničega.
But instead, we should recognize that Krishna is the proprietor of everything.
Umjesto toga trebali bismo shvatiti da je Krishna vlasnik svega.
Prabhupada gives the example of a person working in a bank.
Prabhupada je primjer osobe koja radi u banci.
He may have millions of dollars.
Ona može imati milijone dolara.
But he doesn't even consider one penny to belong to himself.
Ali niti jedan novčić ne smatra svojim vlasništvom.
Similarly, the devotee, he realized everything belongs to Krishna.
Slično tome, bhakta shvaća da sve pripada Krishni.
Therefore, I have nothing to gain and I have nothing to lose in this world.
I zato u ovom svijetu nemam ništa ni za dobiti ni za izgubiti.
The only thing I have to gain is Krishna.
Jedino što mogu dobiti je Krishna.
And the only thing I really lost was my Krishna consciousness.
Jedino što sam ovdje zapravo izgubio je moja svjesnost Krišne.
Everything else is just part of my hallucination.
Sve drugo je samo dio moje halucinacije.
Or dream, whatever you want to call it.
Sna, kako god to želite nazvati.
Now, in order to find out what Krishna wants us to do with his energy.
Da bismo otkrili što Krišna od nas želi da, kako da djelujemo s njegovom energijom.
We have to find out from Krishna.
To moramo otkriti od njega.
You won't find it in the newspaper.
To nećemo naći u novinama.
It won't be on the radio.
Neće biti na radiju.
Krishna wants everyone to chant at least 16 rounds today. An announcement.
Nećemo naći na reklamu koja će ili oglas koji će govoriti na radiju. Krishna želi da svatko dnevno mantra 16 krugova.
An announcement from the president of Croatia.
Najava od predsjednika Hrvatske.
Everyone must, today is a holiday, everyone must chant 25 rounds today.
Danas svi moraju mantrati 25 krugova dnevno, jer je praznik.
No, we won't find out. From the newspapers, the radio, the magazine.
Ne, takve stvari nećemo doznati iz novina, s radija, iz časopisa.
But Prabhupada writes, just like Arjuna, he was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Ali Prabhupada piše kao Arjuna koji je bio na vojnom konju Kurukshetre.
And he had the good fortune of having Krishna as his chariot driver.
Imao je sreću da mu je Krishna bio vozač kočije.
We also have the good fortune of having Krishna as our chariot driver.
Tako i mi imamo tu sreću da je Krishna vozač naše kočije.
He is right there in our heart.
On je tu u našem srcu.
And he's reminding us of so many things.
I podsjeća nas na tako puno stvari.
And if we want, he'll also help remind us of Krishna.
I ako želimo, pomoći će nam da se sjedimo Krishna.
He'll actually, the Dani Buddhi Ogantam, give us the intelligence by which we can make progress in becoming Krishna conscious.
On će nam dati inteligenciju pomoću koje možemo napredovati i postati svjesni Krishna.
But we may not be able to hear the super soul right now.
Ali u ovom trenutku možda nismo u stanju čuti naddušu.
When I first joined the movement, I was a yogi.
Kad sam se pridružio pokretu, bio sam yogi.
My goal in life was to become Paramatma realized.
Moj cilj je bio da spoznam Paramatmu.
And so I, even before I met, well, before I was a full-time devotee.
Prije nego što sam postao, što sam se pridružio u hramu, stao bhakta full-time.
I was doing yoga 8 hours a day.
8 sati dnevno sam se bavio jogom.
Plus I went to college.
I osim toga sam studirao.
Plus I had a job as a model at an art studio doing yoga exercise.
Još sam imao i postao i sam bio model u nekom umjetničkom studiju gdje su me slikali kako vježbam jogu.
So I was convinced there's no other way except for yoga.
Ja sam uvjeren da nema drugog puta osim joge.
Sometimes that's, well, anyhow. So one time I asked Prabhupada when he was visiting Buffalo.
Jednog puta kad je Prabhupada bio u Buffalo, upitao sam ga.
I asked him, if Krishna wants me to do something, or if Krishna doesn't want me to do something, how will I know what Krishna wants me to do?
A kako ću znati ako Krishna od mene želi da nešto učinim ili ako želi da nešto ne učinim?
So Prabhupada started with that.
Prabhupada se počeo smijati.
And he said, you won't know.
Prabhupada je rekao, nećeš znati.
He said, you'll do the wrong thing.
Napravit ćeš krivu stvar.
Then he gave me a very nice look of compassion.
I onda me lijepo samilosno pogledao.
Because everybody else was laughing too, and probably didn't want to upset me too much.
Jer su se svi drugi isto smijali i Prabhupada nije htio da me to previše uznemiri.
So Arjuna had Krishna right there on his chariot.
Arjuna je imao Krishnu pre sebe u koči.
We also have Krishna right there on our chariot.
I mi smo isto u takvoj poziciji, imamo Krishnu u svojoj koči.
The difficulty is that Arjuna, he could hear what Krishna was saying.
Problem je u tome da je Arjuna mogao čuti što Krishna govori.
And we may not always hear Krishna speaking to us.
A mi uvijek ne čujemo Krishnu kako nam govori.
Probably if he sent us an email, we'd hear him more easily.
Najvjerojatnije kad bi nam poslao email, lakše bismo ga razumjeli.
We pay more attention to
it. Obratili bismo nam više pozornosti.
Or if you sent us a message on Facebook.
Ako bi kad bi nam poslao poruku na Facebook.
We might take him more seriously.
Onda bismo ga vjerojatno...
Oh, he's on Facebook too.
Ali on je na Facebook.
But it says if one acts according to Krishna's direction in this book, Bhagavad Gita.
Ali rečeno je, ako osoba djeluje u skladu sa Krišnjenim uputama u ovoj knjizi, Bhagavad Gita.
As well as under the guidance of Krishna's representative.
Kao i pod vodstvom Krišnjenog predstavnika.
Prabhupada doesn't say one or the other, he says both.
Prabhupada ne kaže jedno ili drugo, već oboje istovremeno.
We have to know Bhagavad Gita.
Moramo poznavati Bhagavad Gita.
Otherwise, someone will give us some instruction and we'll just take it in our own way.
Inače će nam neko dati neku uputu koju ćemo mi onda provesti na neki svoj način.
We have to know what Krishna wants us to do from Bhagavad Gita and also from his representative.
Moramo iz Bhagavad Gita naučiti što Krishna od nas želi da učinimo, a to isto trebamo naučiti od njegovog predstavnika.
And we meditate on those two things, then we may know what Krishna wants us to do.
I ako meditiramo na te dvije stvari, onda možemo znati što Krishna od nas želi.
Because when Krishna sees we're interested in finding out what he wants us to do, then he helps us.
Jer kad Krišna vidi da nas zanima otkriti što on od nas želi, onda nam pomaže.
It's not that Krishna's indifferent.
Nije Krišna ravnodušan.
And we're praying to Krishna, please Krishna, tell me what to do.
A mi se molimo Krišni, Krišna, molim te, reci mi što da činim.
And Krishna saying, no way.
A Krishna kaže, ne slučajno.
I'm not talking to you.
Ne razgovaram s tobom.
You offended me.
Uvrijedio si me.
I'm not talking to you.
Ne razgovaram s tobom.
No, Krishna is very happy to talk to us.
Ne,
wanting to.
Krishna je jako sretan da s nama može razgovarati, on to želi.
But our mind is very happy to talk to us also.
Ali naš um je jako sretan kad može razgovarati s nami.
Now, how do we know what Krishna wants us to do and what our mind wants us to do?
Kako možemo razlikovati to što Krishna želi od nas da učinimo od onog što naš um želi da mi učinimo?
So that takes a humble inquiry.
Da bismo to otkrili, potrebno je ponizno se raspitivati.
We have to have an attitude of humility and inquiry.
Moramo imati ponizan stav i raspitivati se.
Not that I know everything. I know exactly what Krishna wants me to do.
Pa ne, ja sve znam. Ja znam točno što Krishna želi od mene.
Doesn't matter what anyone else tells me. I already know exactly what Krishna wants me to do.
Nema veze što mi svi drugi govore. Ja već točno znam što Krishna želi da ja učinim.
He wants me to do whatever I want to do.
On želi da ja učinim ono što ja želim učiniti.
And if anyone else tells me differently,
ako vam neko drugi kaže nešto drugo,
obviously they're not Krishna conscious.
Očito je da oni nisu svjesni Krishna.
And since they're not Krishna conscious,
obzirom da nisu svjesni Krishna,
why should I listen to them?
Zašto bi ih onda slušali?
No, one has to be humble to realize that right now we're covered by material energy.
Trebamo biti ponisni kako bismo shvatili da smo upravo prekriveni materijalnom energijom.
And knowing material energy can know exactly what Krishna wants us to do independently.
A netko u takvom položaju prekriven materijalnom energijom ne može točno znati što Krishna želi da mi učinimo, neovisno o svemu drugom.
Therefore, understanding what our real position is, we should act accordingly.
Zato trebamo shvatiti svoj pravi položaj i djelovati u skladu s tim.
So before we do anything, we humbly inquire, what does Krishna want me to do?
Tako da prije nego što bilo što učinimo, ponizno se raspitujemo što Krishna od nas želi da učinimo.
From Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
Raspitujemo se kod Gurua, Sadhua i Shastra.
And unless it becomes clear what we want, what Krishna wants us to do, we don't do anything.
I sve dok nam ne postane jasno što Krishna želi da učinimo, ne činimo ništa.
For that reason we have the association of the devotees.
Zato imamo društvo bhakta.
The scriptures.
Spise.
And humble prayers of the super soul in the heart.
I ponisne molitve naduši u srcu.
So Krishna can reveal himself through his devotees, through the scriptures, or he can reveal himself directly to us.
Krishna nam se može razotkriti kroz bhakte, kroz spise, ili nam se može izravno razotkriti.
And then when everything's clear, then we can act.
I onda kad je sve jasno, onda možemo djelovati.
So Prabhupada uses the word matparaha.
Prabhupada koristi riječ matparaha.
Matparaha is many verses in Bhagavad Gita.
U brojnim strofama Bhagavad Gita.
Basically means to take shelter of Krishna.
Uglavnom znači uzeti Krishna utočište.
That one should have no goal in life, save and accept the act in Krishna consciousness just to satisfy Krishna.
Osoba ne bi trebala imati nijedan drugi cilj u životu, osim da djeluje u svjesnosti Krishne za Krishnino zadovoljstvo.
That if we simply sit, or if we simply meditate, why am I doing this?
Ako samo meditiramo, zašto to činim?
And if we sincerely are doing it simply to please Krishna, then that activity in itself is very successful.
Ako to iskreno činimo samo zato da bismo zadovoljili Krishnu, onda je ta aktivnost sama po sebi uspješna.
When Ravana was taking Sita Devi away,
kada je Ravana oteo Sita Devi,
Jatayu immediately attacked Ravana.
Jatayu je odmah napao.
Because he was sincere as a servant of Lord Ramachandra.
Je bio iskreni sluga gospodina Ramachandra.
He didn't dial 911.
Nije.
Nije
Ah, nije nazvao, da ste vali. Mislim, šta je to?
Policija.
Da, da, okej. Okay. Ima neki broj.
They don't have 911, what's the number they dial here, the police, emergency?
112.
What's that?
112.
112?
Isn't it?
What's the number?
Koji je potreb za hitru za policiju?
9-1,
on nas 9-4.
I hope there's not too many emergencies.
To
je
baš nije potreb za hitru.
Hello, who's this? My mother. Anyhow, Vitalio immediately attacked Robin.
Bilo tako vrlo, že tebi je odmah napoljavano.
And there was a fight.
Došlo je do borbe.
And he lost.
Izgubio.
But still, when Lord Ramachandra came and saw him,
a ipak kada je gospodin Ramachandra došao i naišao na njega,
he embraced Jatayu.
Se grlio je Jatayu.
And he even performed the funeral rituals for Jatayu.
I obavio je pogrebni obred za Jatayu.
He was, his life was successful, although he lost.
Jatayov život je bio uspješan, iako je izgubio godin.
He got equal respect from Lord Ramachandra as Hanuman got.
Od gospodina Ramachandra je dobio isto poštovanje kao Hanuman.
Similarly, whether we win or lose or break even, it makes no difference.
Slično tome, bilo da dobijemo ili izgubimo ili neriješeno, svejedno je.
The important thing is our attitude of service to Krishna.
Ono što je važno je naš stav služenja Krišne.
If we have that attitude, our life is perfect.
Ako imamo takav stav, život nam je savršen.
And if we can't have that attitude 24 hours a day, as Krishna says, at least for one time in the day.
Ako ne možemo taj stav zadržati tijekom 24 sata na dan, onda kao što Krišna kaže, bar jednom dnevno.
We should have that I have no goal in life, save and accept, act in Krishna consciousness, just to satisfy Krishna.
Trebamo razmišljati da nemamo drugog cilja u životu, osim da djelujemo u svjesnosti Krišne za Krišnino zadovoljstvo.
Not that I do anything I want and then I try to satisfy Krishna.
Nije da radim što god želim, pokušavajući zadovoljiti Krišnu.
But I have a vision of what Krishna really wants me to do.
Već imam viziju što Krišna uistinu želi da čini.
Coming from Guru Sadhu and Shastra.
A ta vizija dolazi od Guru Sadhu and Shastra.
Prabhupada didn't make the secret what he wanted us to do.
Prabhupada nije ostavio tajnom to što od nas želi da, da mi učinimo.
Everyone says, try Prabhupada.
Svi kažu, try Prabhupada.
At least within our society.
Barem unutar našeg društva.
But why do we say, try Prabhupada?
Ali zašto kažemo Jai Prabhupada?
Because Prabhupada, there's no example better within recent history of someone who is so determined to spread Krishna consciousness.
Jer je Prabhupada izvrstan primjer u ovoj nedavnoj prošlosti osobe koja je vrlo odlučna da proširi svjetlost Krishna.
And who gave himself in Krishna service.
On je sebe dao u Krishna službu.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 52 weeks a year, Prabhupada was engaged in Krishna service.
24 sata na dan, 7 dana tjedno i 52 tjedna u godini, Prabhupada je bio uključen u služenje Krishna.
Therefore, whether he was distributing, whether he was translating books,
bilo da je prevodio knjige,
or singing bhajans,
i pjevao bhajane,
or instructing his disciples and the devotees,
ili podučavao svoje bhakte i učenike,
He was fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Bio je posljedno okupljen svjesnošću Krishna.
And empowered to act appropriately under the circumstances to inspire people to become Krishna conscious.
I bio je opunomoćen da djeluje u skladu sa okolnostima kako bi ljude naveo da prihvate svjesnost Krishna.
His interest wasn't, look how advanced I am. He wasn't trying to display how advanced he was.
Nije pokušavao pokazati kako je napredan.
He dedicated his life to helping others become advanced.
Već je posvetio život tome da drugima pomogne da postanu napredni.
So that's the mission. Everyone has the same mission.
To je misija, svi imamo istu misiju.
It wasn't Prabhupada, only Prabhupada had that mission.
Nije da to samo misija Prabhupada.
His spiritual master gave that mission to all his disciples.
Njegov duhovni učitelj je tu misiju dao svim svojim učenicima.
And Prabhupada gave the same mission to all of us.
I Prabhupada je tu istu misiju dao svima nama.
And we remember that I had no goal in life, save and accept, act in Krishna consciousness, just to satisfy Krishna.
I mi se toga trebamo sjećati. Jedini cilj u životu mi je da djelujem u svjesnosti Krišne, kako, svjesnosti Krišne kako bih zadovoljio Krišnu.
Krishna is exactly like a father who has many children he loves very much.
Krišna je baš poput oca koji ima puno djece koje jako voli.
But somehow or another they leave home and forget the father.
Ali djeca su nekako na neki način otišla od kuće i zaboravila oca.
And fall into great difficulty.
I upala su u velike nevolje.
So the father is always thinking of how to save the children, bring them back under his protection.
I otac uvijek razmišlja o tome kako da spasi tu djecu i dovede ih natrag pod svoju zaštitu.
So Krishna is not coming to the material world because labor is cheap.
Krishna ne dolazi u materijalni svijet zato jer je tu jeftina radna snaga.
The food is good.
Dobra je hrana.
And he needs a vacation.
I treba godišnji.
He's coming here with only for the mission of bringing Krishna's other children, of bringing his children back to the spiritual world.
Dolazi je samo s jednom misijom, a to je da svoju djecu vrati natrag u duhovni svijet.
And that's the mission of all the incarnations.
To je misija svih inkarnacija.
But our incarnation is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Naša inkarnacija je gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And it's our mission to serve his mission.
Naša misija služiti njegovu misiji.
And he showed that mission 500 years ago when he and his associates tried to spread the holy name.
A on je prije 500 godina pokazao tu svoju misiju kada je sa svojim pratiocima pokušao širiti sveto ime.
Then they also distributed books.
To su dijelili knjige.
They also distributed prasadam.
Dijelili su i prasadam.
They also did all the same things that we're doing.
Radili su sve iste stvari koje mi činimo.
Probably didn't introduce anything different than Lord Chaitanya's movement.
Prabhupada nije uveo ništa novo čega nije bilo u pokretu gospodina Chaitanya.
So if we serve that mission,
ko služimo toj misiji,
then the result is Prabhupada says, then we'll naturally think about Krishna.
Rezultat je, kaže Prabhupada, da ćemo prirodno misliti o Krishni.
Of course, we'll not only think about Krishna, as I mentioned, but we'll also think about our current acharyas, who have given us this information of service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Through the instructions coming from the six Goswamis,
preko uputa koja dolazi od šestorice Goswamija.
In the mood of separation from Krishna that is manifested by the Panchatattva.
U raspoloženju razdvojenosti od Krishna koji pokazuje Panchatattva.
Although our activities may be very simple,
iako su nam aktivnosti možda jako jednostavne,
but if we assimilate the instructions coming from our disciple succession,
trebamo usvojiti upute koje dolaze od našeg učeničkog nasljeđa.
Then all our activities become, or some at least, if not all of them, become imbued or infused with the feelings of separation from Krishna and Vrindavan.
Onda većina naših aktivnosti postaje prožita raspoloženjem razdvojenosti od Krishna i Vrindavana.
We don't have to artificially try to feel that separation.
Ne moramo na neki izvještačeni način pokušavati doživjeti tu razdvojenost.
It's something that's awarded by Krishna and his devotees, the one who sincerely serves the mission of the Sankirtan mission.
To je nešto što dodjeljuje Krishna i njegovi bhakte koji iskreno žele služiti u misiji Sankirtan pokretu.
So Prabhupada says one should have no goal in life, save and accept, to act in Krishna consciousness, just to satisfy Krishna.
Prabhupada je rekao, ne trebamo imati nijedan drugi cilj u životu, osim da djelujemo u svjesnosti Krishna, da bismo zadovoljili Krishnu.
And while acting that way, one should think of Krishna only.
I kad tako djelujemo, trebamo misliti samo na Krišnu.
I've been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna.
Krishna mi je dodijelio ovu konkretnu dužnost.
And I'm doing it just to please him.
I to obavljam samo da bih njemu ugodio.
And Prabhupada said, this is perfect Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada je rekao, to je savršena svjesnost Krishna.
That way we won't naturally think about Krishna.
Tako ćemo prirodno misliti na Krishna.
So while we're doing our service, that we remember Krishna.
Dok obavljamo svoju službu, tako se sjećamo Krishna.
Although it would be nice to sit there and remember Krishna.
Iako bi bilo lijepo sjediti i sjećati se Krishna.
But we don't find in the spiritual world that the gopis are sitting around meditating on Krishna.
Ali u duhovnom svijetu ne nalazimo na to da gopije sjede i meditiraju na Krishna.
We won't go back to the Loka Vrindavan and find Srimati Radharani in a lotus posture doing pranayama thinking about Krishna.
Nećemo na Loka Vrindavan naći Srimati Radharani kako sjedi u lotusu radi pranayamu i mislim meditira na Krishna.
We'll find her for a good part of the day cooking.
Već ćemo otkriti kako veliki dio dana kuha.
So we should think, oh, she's just a cook.
Ne bismo htjeli misliti, oh, ona je samo kuharica.
You go there and you say, I'm looking for Krishna. I'll go to the cook. She knows where he is.
Da odemo do nje da kažemo, ja tragam za Krishnom. Ti ovdje samo kuhaš. Ona zna gdje je Krishna.
Cooks? I mean, cooks don't know anything.
Kuhari uglavnom ništa ne znaju, tu neki dobar brahman u blizini.
No, she's cooking, she's preparing sweets for Krishna.
Ne, ona kuha, ona priprema slatkiše za Krishnu.
And the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, they're sweeping the floor.
A Lakshmi na Vaikunti metu pod.
They're massaging Krishna's foot.
Masiraju Krishna stopala.
Fanning Krishna.
Hlade ga lepezom.
They're doing very simple services to please Krishna.
Obavljaju vrlo jednostavne službe kako bi ugodili Krishni.
The gopis are churning butter.
Gopije bučkaju maslac.
If they wanted to, they could get a machine.
Kad bi htjele, mogli bi nabaviti neki stroj.
We don't find that, you know, gopis, they sent some, like on the airplane to Zagreb to pick up some machines to churn butter.
Nedostajemo tome da gopije šalju nekakvu letjelicu sa Vaikunte u Zagreb da im donese neki stroj za bučkanje maslaca.
A lot of people are liberated, there's some extra cowherd boys, we can't keep up with the butter demand.
Puno ljudi se je oslobođeno, ima novih dječaka pastira i prevelika je potražnja za maslaca, ne stižemo to sve obavno.
So we need some machines up here.
Zato nam treba neki stroj za to.
No, eternally they're churning butters, eternally, and they'll keep on churning butters. Not that I'm sick of churning butters. Is there something better than this? No, they churn butter, but they're in ecstasy. And Krishna is in ecstasy eating the butter because it's churned by the gopis.
A Krishna je u zanosu jedući taj maslac, zato jer su ga pripravile gopije.
And they're doing it to please Krishna.
Oni to čine da bi ugodili Krishni.
So it's not the butter itself that pleases Krishna, it's the desire to please him.
Nije sam maslac taj koji Krishnu veseli. To je želja da mu se ugodi.
So we may be engaged in very simple activities, but if it's infused with the desire to please Krishna, then they become sources of great spiritual benefit for us.
Možemo se baviti vrlo jednostavnim aktivnostima, ali ako su prožete željom da ugodimo Krishni, onda one za nas postaju izvor velike duhovne dobrobiti.
Then we can understand what's going on in the spiritual world.
Onda možemo razumjeti što se događa u duhovnom svijetu.
The activities themselves are wonderful. But the divine loving feelings behind them is actually what's actually going on.
Ali je prava stvar zapravo božanski osjećaj ljubavi koji se nalazi iza svih tih aktivnosti.
Therefore, although The formula seems very simple. Krishna is the owner of everything.
Formula zvuči jako jednostavno. Krishna je vlasnik svega.
I have to read this philosophy in the Bhagavad Gita.
Trebam čitati tu filozofiju iz Bhagavad Gita.
I have to acquire from these devotees.
Moram se raspitivati kod tih bhakta.
It seems all too simple.
Sve izgleda previše jednostavno.
But actually it's the formula.
Ali zapravo je to formula.
And when we find out what Krishna wants us to do, to actually infuse that activity with a desire to please Krishna.
Kada otkrijemo što Krishna zapravo od nas želi da činimo, onda je to da prožnemo svoje činnosti željom da mu ugodimo.
Then Prabhupada writes, but if one does something whimsically and then offers the result, well, what about that?
Onda Prabhupada piše dalje, a što se događa ako osoba čini nešto hirovito i onda posljedicu tog rada ponudi Krishni, što onda?
Krishna, I made this cake.
Krishna napravio sam.
Or I guess the best example is the person, he has puffed rice.
Osoba ima tu rižu, odnosno na pohanu.
And he's walking down the street.
I hoda ulicom.
And a wind comes and takes the puffed rice away.
I zapuše vjetar i razbaca tu rižu.
And he calls out, Krishna Bog.
I onda viče Krishna Bog.
He offers it to Krishna as it's flying away.
Da Krishna leti zrakom, on je nudi Krishni.
So now that we do something, whatever we would like to do, and then we offer the result to Krishna if it doesn't turn out well.
Nije da činimo što god nam padne na pamet, onda posljedice ponudimo Krishni ako dobro ne ispadne.
No, that won't work that way.
Ne, to baš neće dobro funkcionirati.
Prabhupada writes, that order of Krishna comes down through the succession. From the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, if one gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts according to his instructions, then one's success of life in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed.
Onda je njegov uspjeh u svjesnosti Krishna zajamčen.
To be a bona fide spiritual master, Prabhupada says, is not very difficult.
Prabhupada kaže da nije jako teško biti vjerodostojan.
One has to be a bona fide servant to one's bona fide spiritual master.
Osoba treba biti vjerodostojni sluga, vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja.
One simply has to repeat the same message that one's spiritual master has repeated.
Jednostavno treba ponavljati ono isto što je ponavljao i njegov duhovni učitelj.
And those who follow the message, the result should be that they become conscious of Krishna.
A oni koji slijede tu poruku, rezultat toga će biti da postanu svjesni Krishna.
Even if the spiritual master is not so advanced.
Čak i ako duhovni učitelj nije tako napredan.
Of course, if he's actually a servant of his bona fide spiritual master, he will be advanced.
Naravno, ako je on u istinu sluga svog vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja, on će biti napredan.
But even taking it, then he may not be so advanced.
Ali čak i ako kažemo da možda nije tako duhovno napredan,
but if he repeats the message coming into super succession,
ali ako ponavlja poruku koja dolazi iz učeničkog nasljeđa,
and his followers take up that mission,
a njegovi sljedbenici prihvate tu misiju,
then they'll become advanced.
Onda će oni napredovati.
It's not anyone's personality that delivers anyone.
Nije da neka osoba, osobnost spašava druge.
It's the knowledge coming into simple succession that delivers the devotees.
Već je to znanje koje dolazi u učeničkom nasljeđu ono što spašava bhakte.
Just like we sing in the Guru Vandana. Guru Vastaka,
not Guru Vastaka, and the Guru Vandana
prayers. That he opens my eyes and fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. From him, we say in the translation usually, from him ecstatic prema emanates.
Obično u prijevodu kažemo, od njega dolazi zanosna prema.
By him ignorance is destroyed.
Ono uništavane znanje.
The Vedic scriptures sing of his character.
Vedski spisi pjevaju o njegovom karakteru.
So what that really means is that the spiritual master delivers the disciple by giving transcendental knowledge.
Pravo značenje toga je da duhovni učitelj spašava učenika dajući mu transcendentalno znanje.
It's the transcendental knowledge that bestows ecstasy.
Transcendentalno znanje je ono koje podaruje zanos.
That destroys ignorance.
Uništava neznanje.
And enlightens one within the heart.
I prosvjetljuje nas u srcu.
And the spiritual master is the one who conveys that knowledge through the disciplic succession.
A duhovni učitelj je osoba koja prenosi to znanje kroz učeničko nasljeđe.
Therefore, anyone who is delivering transcendental knowledge must be considered to be a kind of spiritual master.
Svakoga tko daje transcendentalno znanje treba smatrati nekom vrstom duhovnog učitelja.
Yari deva tarika krishna upadesh amara agai guru hanatari desh. Whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna, and that way you become a spiritual master.
Svakome koga sretneš, kaže o Krišni, i tako ćeš postati duhovni učitelj.
If we honor certain devotees as spiritual masters,
ako određenim bhaktama ukazujemo poštovanje kao duhovnim učiteljima,
it should be because they realize that anyone who repeats transcendental knowledge is acting as a kind of spiritual master.
To bi trebalo biti stoga jer smo shvatili da svatko tko ponavlja duhovno znanje djeluje kao neka vrsta duhovnog učitelja.
If we think that only certain devotees who are giving initiation, formal initiation into ISKCON or spiritual masters.
Ako mislimo da su duhovni učitelji samo oni bhakte u ISKCONu koji daju formalnu inicijaciju.
And they're actually delivering real transcendental knowledge.
Da oni daju pravo transcendentalno znanje.
And everyone else is delivering something else.
A svi drugi daju nešto drugo.
I think we've missed something there.
Mislim da smo nešto tu promašili.
Something doesn't add up properly.
Nešto tu ne štima.
I think we've missed the point.
That
not that Krishna likes certain devotees and he delivers knowledge through them.
Da Krishna voli neke pojedine bhakte i da kroz njih onda prenosi znanje.
And although it appears that everyone else is doing something similar, but it's not really the same thing.
I ako se čini da mnogi drugi rade sličnu stvar, ali to baš nije to isto.
No, anyone who delivers transcendental knowledge, especially coming in from Prabhupada's instructions.
Ne, svatko tko daje transcendentalno znanje, naročito ako dolazi u parampara.
Prabhupada
ili Buddha.
Or anyone who has the same mood as Prabhupada.
Ili svatko tko ima isto raspoloženje kao Prabhupada.
Of surrendering to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and delivering the divine soul.
Raspoloženje predaje misiji gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhua i spašavanja uvjetovanih duša.
Then we should see them as instruments for Krishna.
Svih njih trebamo vidjeti kao Krishna instrumente.
And give them the proper respect and attention.
I ukazati im pravilno poštovanje i pažnje.
Not that everyone has something equally valuable or valid to say.
Ne da svatko ima jednako, nešto jednako vrijedno za reći.
But they might.
Ali je moguće da imaju.
And the only way we can find out is by discrimination.
Jedini način kako to možemo otkriti je putem diskriminacije.
Otherwise it's all too easy.
Inače je sve prelako.
That I have my initiating spiritual master.
Imam svog duhovnog učitelja koji mi je dao inicijaciju.
He tells me what to do once in a while.
On mi svak ponekad kaže što da činim.
And if I like, when I can, I serve his instructions.
Ako mi se sviđa, ako mogu, onda služim te njegove upute.
And everyone else I more or less ignore.
A sve druge više manje ignoriram.
Because if I offend my spiritual master, I'll go to hell.
Jer ako uvredim svog duhovnog učitelja, završit ću u paklu.
And if I offend these devotees,
a ako uvredim te bhakte,
who knows where I'm going? May not make any difference.
Ko zna kako ću završiti. Možda mi se neće ništa ni dogoditi.
But that's not how Krishna sees things.
Ali to nije način na koji Krishna vidi stvari.
So our advanced devotees, they teach us how to serve all the other devotees.
Napredni bhakte nas podučavaju kako služiti sve druge bhakte.
How to serve them appropriately.
Kako ih ispravno služiti.
That way we can remember Krishna always.
Na taj način se Krishna možemo uvijek sjetiti.
It is said in the Krishna book.
U Krishna isto što je zadovoljstvo rečeno.
The Madhyama Adhikari He sees all the other devotees as Krishna's representatives.
Madhya Madhikari sve druge bhakte vidi kao Krishna predstavnike.
He may not have the vision to see Krishna in the heart of every living entity.
Možda nema takvu viziju da Krishna može vidjeti u srcu svakog čivrdića.
But he at least has the vision how to appropriately respect every devotee.
Ali barem ima takvu viziju da zna kako pravilno poštivati svakog bhakti.
And from that platform one can advance by seeing others as Krishna's servants too.
A s te razine osoba može napredovati dalje tako da i druge vidi kao Krishna sluge.
But if we can't see those who are trying to serve Krishna as Krishna's servants, how can we see anyone else as Krishna's servant?
Ali ako ne možemo one koji pokušavaju služiti Krishnu vidjeti kao Krishna sluge, kako ćemo onda druge vidjeti kao njegove sluge?
So the conclusion is that we want to remember Krishna is by doing things that are practical for the Sankirtan movement.
Zaključak je da kad želimo se sjetiti Krishna, onda činimo stvari koje su praktične u Sankirtan pokretu.
And that one is actually dedicated oneself, one's life to the Sankirtan movement, then for them it's possible to remember Krishna at the time of leaving this body.
I za onoga koja je u svoj život u istinu posvetio sankirtan pokretu, u trenutku napuštenja tijela moguće je sjetiti se Krišne.
I remember one time Jayananda Prabhu. Everyone knows Jayananda.
Sjećam se jednom prilikom Jayananda Prabhu. Svi znate za Jayanandu.
He was a very humble devotee.
Bio je jako ponizan bhakta.
And one time I was on his bus. He was the bus leader in Radha Damodar.
I jedno vrijeme je on vozio autobus u Radha Damodar.
He was always telling me you should be the, he telling me I should be the bus leader. He was always telling me
aha, leader. A on je meni govorio da ja trebam biti vođa autobusa.
But it was much better that he was the leader on the bus.
Ali ja sam više želio da on bude vođa autobusa.
So one time we were in New York for the Rath Yatra.
Jednom prilikom sam bili u New Yorku na Rath Yatri.
It was the, I think the first Rath Yatra in New York probably came to it.
Mislim da je to bila prva Rath Yatra u New Yorku i Prabhupada je došao na nju.
Is that 75 or something?
Je bilo negdje 75.
Maybe 76 or maybe 76.
Možda 76.
And Jayananda had organized Rath Yatra.
Jayananda je organizirao Rath Yatra.
And right after the Rath Yatra, he became very sick. Actually, he was sick during the Rath Yatra, but he was in great pain. But he organized the Rath Yatra and he pulled the carts.
Iako je bio jako bolestan i tijekom Rath Yatre, on je sve organizirao i vukao točije.
And he told me that was the first Rath Yatra. He was in complete ecstasy during the whole Rath Yatra.
I rekao mi je da je to bila prva Rath Yatra tijekom koje je bio neprestano u zanosu.
But he was in complete pain at the same time.
No, istovremeno je bio, osjećao veliku bol.
So the day after Rath Yatra, he couldn't even move, he collapsed.
Dan nakon Rath Yatra više se nije mogao ni micati, srušio se.
He couldn't even walk.
Nije mogao ni hodati.
But we had one of our vans from the bus party, they were going out to do book distribution.
Imali smo jedan kombi od bakta koji su nabavili delili knjige.
So I mentioned to him that they wanted to have some speakers in their van, but I couldn't find anyone to do it, to install them.
Spomenuo sam kako su ti bakti htjeli staviti neke zvučnike u svoju kombi, ali nisu mogli nikoga pronaći ko bi to napravio.
So Jayananda, without anyone asking, he got one of these kind of like boards with wheels on them that you can like take books and put them on top and then wheel them.
Ja, Jayananda je nabavio nekakva kolica sa kutačima na koje se mogu staviti knjige i vozati ih napolje.
So at that time we were in 56, where was that place in New York?
55th
Street. Yeah, 55th Street. So he got on one of those wheels, boards with wheels on it, and he wheeled himself down.
Bili smo u to vrijeme u 45. ulici, on je nabavio takav neki karet i na njemu se odvezao.
And He went to the garage, which was a couple of blocks away.
I otišao, odvezao se nekoliko blokova dalje do garaže.
Installed the speakers.
Tamo je ugradio zvučnike u
and then wheeled himself back up.
I pomoću tih kolica se odpeljao natrag.
Then after that he went to the hospital in a couple of days.
I uskoro nakon toga, par dana nakon toga otišao u bolnicu.
And found out he had leukemia.
I otkrio da boluje od leukemije.
But he wasn't depressed at all.
Ali uopće nije bio deprimiran.
He was quite enthusiastic.
Bio je vrlo poletan.
He told me that somehow or another now, by Krishna's mercy, he was always remembering Krishna.
Rekao mi je da je sada na neki način Krishna milošću uvijek misli na Krishna.
So if we're actually sincere about trying to spread the same kind of movement, then Krishna will give us all success.
Tako da ako smo uistinu iskreni po pitanju želje da proširimo sankirtan pokret, Krišna će nam osigurati sav uspjeh.
It's not a question of expertise.
To nije pitanje neke veštine naše
or knowledge.
Ili znanja.
But it's a question of sincerity.
Već iskrenosti.
And certainly someone like Jayananda Prabhu is not the only sincere devotee.
I naravno osoba poput Jayananda Prabhu nije samo iskreni bhakta.
But he certainly showed what sincerity could be.
Već je pokazao što to podrazumijeva biti iskren.
So I'll stop there. Any questions?
Tu ćemo završiti. Da li ima pitanja?
Yes.
It is said that one of the qualities of the devotees is that he is expert. But on the other side you say
rečeno je da je jedna od osobina bhakte da je stručnjak. Ti si sada spomenuo da nije nužno biti stručan, da je dovoljno biti iskren.
What does it mean expert?
Što znači stručan?
Just, I mean, maybe sometimes Prabhupada is very expert in many things.
Prabhupada je stručan u mnogo stvari.
Because one becomes an instrument of Krishna, one may become expert because one is Krishna's instrument.
Jer kad osoba postane Krishna instrument, onda postane stručna jer je Krishna instrument.
But just like when Uddhava was going to read the message of Krishna.
Ali baš kao kada je Uddhava se spremao pročitati Krishnu poruku.
He didn't give the message of Krishna to the gopis.
On tu poruku Krishna nije dao gopijama.
Because when he wrote down the message, Krishna was in such transcendental anxiety he couldn't write properly.
Jer dok je Krishna pisao tu poruku, bio je u takvoj transcendentalnoj tjeskobi da nije mogao pravilno pisati.
Or as one gopi told Radharani. Don't be so proud that Krishna has decorated your forehead that way.
Ne budi tako ponosna na to što ti je Krishna tako ukrasio čelo.
I can see that the lines he drew were very nicely drawn.
Vidim da su crte koje je povukao jako lijepo izvučene.
So obviously he was not in such anxiety drawing them.
Očito nije bio u velikoj tjeskobi dok ih crtao.
He was not so overwhelmed with love for you that because he could draw them so nicely, therefore he was in a very cool state of mind.
Nije bio tako preglavljen ljubavlju prema tebi. Jer ih je tako jasno iscrtao, znači da je bio prilično hladodrman.
So when Krishna is really in ecstasy.
Krishna je uistinu u zanosi.
It says that when the gopis were in ecstasy, they started to churn the Jamuna
for milk. Rečeno je da kad su gopi bile u zanosu, onda su pokušale bučkati Jamunu da bi dobili mjesto mlijeka.
And Krishna has seen the gopis churning the Jamuna trying to get yogurt from it.
I Krishna vidio kako gopije bučkaju jamunu i pokušavaju od nje dobiti jogurt.
He became so ecstatic that he began to milk a bull.
On je pao takav zanos da je počeo mesti bika.
So we shouldn't be so much convinced that just by doing things expertly that's a sign of perfection.
Pa da ne bismo trebali biti baš uvjereni da je pokazatelj savršenstva to što se neki stvari obavljaju
or the Brahmin in South India. Who Lord Chaitanya met.
Who
was reciting the Bhagavad Gita. But he didn't know Sanskrit very well. So he was reciting all the verses. Making so many mistakes.
recitirao je sve šloke i činio puno grešaka.
And everyone was laughing at him.
I svi su mu se smijali.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came up to him and asked him, why are you reciting the Bhagavad Gita? Obviously you don't know how to do it very well.
No, gospodin Chaitanya mu je prišao i pitao ga je, zašto recitiraš Bhagavad Gitu, kad je očito da ti to baš ne polazi dobro za rukom.
So the Brahma said, well, my spiritual master told me to recite Bhagavad Gita every day.
Brahman je rekao, moj duhovni učitelj mi je rekao da svakodnevno recitiram Bhagavad Gitu.
And I know I'm making so many mistakes, but I do it because he asked me to do it.
Znam da činim puno grešaka, ali radim to jer mi je to on rekao da trebam raditi.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I see that you have symptoms of transcendental ecstasy when you're doing it.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, vidim da ispoljavaš simptome transcendentalnog zanosa dok to činiš.
The Brahman said, yes, because every time I pick up the Bhagavad Gita, I see this picture there.
Brahman rekao, da, jer svaki put kad primim Bhagavad Gita, vidim na njoj tu sliku.
I see Krishna, I see Arjuna sitting on the chariot.
Vidim Krishnu, vidim Arjunu kako sjede na koči.
And Krishna is driving in the chariot.
A Krishna vozi kočiju.
And I think how kind Krishna is.
Ja se mislim, kako je Krishna ljubazan.
He is the supreme personality of Godhead.
On je svevišnja božanska osoba.
And he's acting as a servant to his devotee.
A ponaša se kao sluga svog bhakte.
And when I see that, I start to cry.
Kad to vidim, počnem plakati.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and said that you're actually the knower of the Bhagavad Gita.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je zabrljao i rekao mu, ti si zapravo pravi poznavalac Bhagavad Gita.
He actually appreciated his recitation, although it was not very expert.
I on je zapravo mu se sviđalo jako to njegovo recitiranje, iako nije bilo jako vješto.
So Prabhupada writes in the act of devotion.
Prabhupada in the act of prednosti piše.
That advanced in devotional service relies on nothing more than sincerity.
Da napredak u predanom služenju ne ovisi ni o čemu drugom, već o iskrenosti.
One time Kamakrishna Maharaj, he went to Prabhupada.
Jedna prilika mi je Dama Krishna Maharaj otišao Prabhupada.
And told him that Jayananda Prabhu, he doesn't know how to chant Gayatri Mantra for Prabhupada.
I je rekao mu da Jayananda Prabhu ne zna kako pravilno izgovarati Gayatri Mantra.
So Prabhupada called Jayananda Prabhu.
Prabhupada je pozvao Jayananda Prabhu.
And had him recite the Gayatri Mantra.
I zatražio od njega da izrecitira mantru Gayatri.
Prabhupada heard it and started to laugh.
Prabhupada je poslušao i počeo se smijati.
And he said it's hopeless.
Rekao je beznadežno.
He said it doesn't matter.
Rekao nije važno.
Krishna just accepts our sincerity.
Krishna prihvaća našu iskrenost.
Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grandraj, Shri Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.